1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, top three stories here for you. And then I want to get into a little bit about like a potential 2024 race, like with Governor DeSantis. Just some interesting details coming out already pertaining to that. But getting started here, top three stories. Brazil has around 1,500 people who've been detained following storming of government buildings, as they were trying to oust the governor in the area, in the capital. Georgia's grand jury investigation on whether Trump interfered with elections has wrapped up. They've submitted their recommendations and disbanded. No word yet if there's expected to be charges. And then we talked about this a little bit last hour. Prince Harry says he never intended to hurt his family with his spare memoir. He said this in his 60 Minutes interview yesterday. Gracie, did you watch the 60 Minutes interview? Gracie would be the one out of the three of us that
no.
would.
No, I think I'm just sick of it. It's like...
Okay, finally. Finally. Yeah. You realize
not
that
not all of it, but him.
Futile.
Yeah.
It's just futile.
It's just so much, it's just, and it's the same thing over and over again. It's like, I didn't mean to hurt anyone, but you told all your families do your secrets and stuff. Yeah, so like, what were you trying to do?
Yeah, what were you trying to do? Exactly. He's, I will say this, in a lot of the stuff I was reading about it, like, he's had a lot of what, I mean, you look at him and you go, he's a prince. Like, his life has got to be, you know, grand. But he talks about how he had a lot of mental breakdowns. He had a lot of anger, had a lot of mental breakdowns. He said he'd often just try to find a place to cry. And you're thinking, how? You're a prince, right? Well, the reason it all came down to like his mom. He's angry at the paparazzi because they were chasing his mom and they made her life, you know, hectic and to the point where they were speeding to try to get away, and that's what killed her. To show how much this affects him, he was 20 years old, and he wanted proof that his mom died. He wanted to see the arrest records or the crash report, and he wanted to see images and everything. 20 years old. So this is something that, you know, it's stayed with him for quite some time. And then even after that, then when he confirmed that, yes, she really did die and really did die in the way that they said that she died, then he just got angry over it. And so he's been dealing with a lot of stuff, and it's a lot because his mom, you know, he was just close to his mom. And he was very young when she died, and to be not have around, I think it really affected him. Doesn't matter if you're a prince or not, but when you lose a family member in that way, and then it becomes tough, and then everything else centered around that. They didn't like, you know, Camilla coming in because that was his mom's place, you know, and there's all these different things, even though they'd already been divorced and stuff. So yeah, there's just a lot there that seems like it had a lot to do with his mom. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories. And there's the, where did it go? Let me read the text here. Prince Harry's only being obnoxious because he's bothered that people liked his grandma more than they like him. Well, that's true too. They don't really like him as much. So 2024, before we know it, we're going to be focused on the presidential election of 2024. That's hard to believe. I mean, we just finished an election, but before we know it, it's going to be here and it's going to be heated, and we don't even know who, you know, what's going to happen necessarily with who's going to run. We know that Trump's already running. That's it. That's all we have. But there's obviously a lot of rumors and a lot of buzz and a lot of straw polls that are favoring Governor Ron DeSantis. Some of them are even showing that if he runs today, he would win. He would win the probably win everything. He would win the Republican nomination and he'd become president. Now, I have mentioned this before, that he's not the most conservative of candidates. That's why it kind of cracks me up when I talk to other people And they're like, oh, he's just hard right. I'm like, actually, he's done a lot for the environment. He's done a lot for teachers, and he's done a lot for law enforcement. In our state, without union support, he still continued to do that more than previous governors have and legislatures have. Like, he's really demanded these kinds of things. He's the one that really, if it wasn't for him, they might still be fighting to try to get smokable marijuana. So he's not necessarily hard right. Kristi Noem of South Dakota is hard right. There was a CPAC event last summer where she was speaking at this CPAC event, and it was the first time she'd ever kind of said anything about herself. She basically said, I'm the only governor who did not shut down my state at all for COVID. And so she didn't call out Governor DeSantis by name, but it was pretty much clearly a dig at Governor DeSantis. Because as you know, living here, he shut us down for a month. And then he said, okay, I think that was good enough. And, you know, we followed what the leader said. They said, you know, 14 days to stop the spread. We did longer than that. I think that's good enough now. Well, now, apparently, her, one of her, I can't remember what her name is, but one of her people that works for Kristi Noem in South Dakota went on a Twitter deal last week and basically was trying to say that that Governor DeSantis isn't as principled when it comes to abortion even as what she is. So they basically, Kristi Noem's spokesperson went on, basically said that Governor DeSantis is being insufficiently tough on abortion. On banning abortion, excuse me, not on abortion, but banning abortion. And so here we are, January of 2023. We got a long ways to go before the 2024 election. And already you're starting to get some people in the Kristi Noem camp who are starting to throw out that basically he's not conservative enough, which makes you wonder if Kristi Noem really is thinking about running for president as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Still seeing some slowdowns on 98. This is going to be in front of the Nature Preserve if you're heading in the eastbound direction, as well as heading towards the Garson Point intersection. This is backed up all the way to the Breeze Cinema. So from the Breeze Cinema all the way to that intersection in front of the Walmart, you're going to be in slow-moving traffic. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some everyday afternoon traffic. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you again by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I got another story here I want to share with you before we get to a break, but I got a text here. Bobby, how much do you trust any poll? How much do you trust the polls? Any poll? I mentioned before, I've not really trusted the polls at all, but this last two elections, the primary election and the general election, other than Florida, the polls have done were actually fairly accurate. Florida was the only place where they were just way, way off. But I don't like the polling because I feel like it's manipulative still, though, is what it comes down to. Got a text here that says, Bobby, you're right. He's not as far right wing and hard line conservative. He's extremely pragmatic, which is why he is favored. That's one of the reasons why I like it. That's why I said in his first year as governor, I was more impressed with him than I thought I would be. When he was running for governor, I wasn't like really sure about him. But after his first year, I was like, this guy is not getting the accolades or the cred that he should. Not because he just hardline conservative this, hardline conservative that. And the reason why I was impressed with him is because he did fight for conservative ideals. He did pass conservative legislation, But at the same time, he also tried to find pragmatic things that help all Floridians, like the smoking of marijuana. He's like, when voters voted for that on the ballot, they did not expect that the Constitution would change and say, yes, you can have medical marijuana, but you can't smoke it. He's like, that was not what they intended when they put that on the ballot. And so he said, we need to have a special session and get that done. So they did. He's put more money towards environmental reclamation projects than any previous governor in decades, which we know we got the red tide issue down south. We also have a problem with the Everglades and everything. And he's done a lot for these things. And these are the things I'm like, you know, you can't say he's just a hard right conservative guy. Some of his rhetoric in the past, I'd say 2 years, has gotten to be a little bit more harsh. But I think he just got done with, you know, he's just tired of getting beat up over COVID. When he's like, he's sitting here trying to provide an opportunity for you and me to make our own decisions, pertaining to our own health. And he was being excoriated mainly by New York media as being somebody who's endangering the lives of his citizens. I think he just got fed up with that and became, and so his rhetoric became a little bit more harsh pertaining to that. But when you look at his principles and you look at but even then, he still wasn't necessarily rude to people, you know. He was just being straightforward and blunt. And I agree with that as well. Also pragmatic in regards to environmental issues, which are extremely important to many conservatives, not just Democrats. No, I fully agree. That's one of the reasons why I like it. Like where his stances are on conservation issues, right? I got another text here though. Says, but he's too hot-headed to be president. He's proven it, yelling at children during the pandemic. Yeah, that was one of the moments I was saying where his rhetoric has gotten to be a little bit off. I did say, remember I said this during the debate, during the gubernatorial debate with Charlie Crist. One of my big concerns, I went, he's going to have to work on this if he's going to run for president, was during that debate, he looked angry the whole time. His facial expressions looked like he was literally was about to go in, you know, fist of cuffs, was going to have a fight with Charlie Crist right there. His facial expression looked that way. Now, I know a lot of conservatives are like, yes, that's what we want. We need somebody who's angry at what's happening in the country and is going to fight for us. Yeah, but I'm sorry, you're the minority. The vast majority, if you're going to win the presidency, especially in today's era after Trump, you can't look like you're just ready to push the red button every second. And so he's going to have to work on some of his demeanor if he's going to indeed go. I still don't know if he's going to run. I think he might finish out his governor, you know, his last term for governor, and then maybe take a look. But we'll have to see. One other story I wanted to bring up here, and I don't have a lot of time to delve into it, but I at least want to bring it up. And if you want to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Remember the woman from Alabama who ran away from home at 20? To join the Islamic State. And then she's kind of come and gone in the news off and on because she ended up having a child with one of the fighters. And then later she basically came out and said, I made a mistake. I want to come back to the United States. And, you know, basically leaders were like, no. And the Trump administration, particularly, so the Obama administration actually canceled her citizenship. And so they did that one. Then the Trump administration maintained that she wasn't a citizen and barred her from returning. Now she has she's in a Syrian refugee camp, and she's saying she wants to come back to America. Quote, if I have to sit in a prison and do my time, I will do it. I won't fight against it. I'm hoping my government looks at me as someone young at the time and naive, end quote. She says she was brainwashed by online traffickers. And joined the group back in 2014, regrets everything, except for, of course, having her son. But, yeah, so I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just, in today's day and age, growing up and saying, well, I was brainwashed and joined ISIS. You just literally have to, like, be wearing blinders in order to say you were brainwashed. I don't see it. And I think, you know, she made her choice. And, yeah, she was young, but sometimes choices have consequences, You cannot choose the consequences of your decisions. You can just, you have the right to choose. You can't choose your consequences. And the consequences here is, I think you lost your citizenship and, oh, well, you joined a terrorist group. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? It's Pensacola right now, Bob. Yeah, here's the text. Yeah, sucks to be you. Exactly. All right, coming up next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Coming up here in a few minutes, we got your daily dad joke of the day. So you want to stick around for that one. If you want to submit jokes to me, you can email me. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com. You can see them on there, my email that way. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, let's get traffic on the fives first, then we'll get today top 20 news.
I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some slow-moving traffic at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard. And we do have our everyday afternoon delays heading eastbound on Highway 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect some major slowdowns near the Nature Preserve and as well as slowdowns before you get to the Garson Point intersection. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. An upscale community in Central California is under an evacuation order as heavy rains and flooding are pounding the state. The entire community of Montecito, home to Oprah Winfrey and others, is being told to leave their homes due to the threat of flooding and debris flows. DeMar Hamlin, back home in his home city of Buffalo, the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said the safety is now starting the next phase of his recovery at Buffalo General Medical Center. Georgia squaring off against TCU in tonight's national title game being held at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. And the iPhone, Bobby, is 16 years old today, the anniversary of when the world was introduced to the iPhone. It was January 9th, 2007. Then Apple CEO Steve Jobs unveiled the device at the Macworld 2007 convention in San Francisco.
So who do you have in tonight's game, Georgia or TCU?
I want TCU to win. I just can't see them having enough for Georgia. Too much talent and depth, I think.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I'm like, yeah, they, you know, I could see them going, like, I would like TCU to win, have that upset, but I don't see it happening. You know, just Georgia's just too tough, and but you never know. I mean, they did. It was a pretty big upset, you know, to that they did the other day. So maybe they'll get another upset going on here. We'll just have to see when it's all said and done. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get traffic. Oh, no, we just did traffic. So we're going to get a quick break. Come back here with our daily dad joke next. That's cool. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a let's go ahead and do our daily dad joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
This one's submitted by a listener. I've started investing in stocks, beef, chicken, and vegetable. One day I hope to be a billionaire. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Speaking of jokes, did you see that Greg Gutfeld from Fox News is having better ratings than Jimmy Fallon?
Take
Fossey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And so before we get into your sports hit, we got your top three stories, and then we're going to get into President Biden's border visit. First, I want to finish up a story I just kind of introduced there at the end of the last segment. Apparently, I find this very hard to believe, but apparently Fox News' Greg Gutfeld, who moved into the night slot, and he tries to he tries to do a little bit of humor and everything on there, but he's not like late, like your typical late night show type humor, like The Tonight Show or The Late Show or anything like that, right? But apparently his show on Fox News is beating Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show in ratings. I'm like, what? And the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, they've had decreasing audience, decreasing ratings overall. And apparently they're drawing around 1.3 million viewers. So on NBC, 1.3 million viewers. And that's less than half of what Greg Gutfeld gets on Fox News now. Say what? Yeah. But I guess, so I don't know. Apparently now NBC's kind of concerned that they just gave Jimmy Fallon a 5-year extension. I don't think they should be concerned. I think he's a good host. It's like one of the few late night shows that whenever if I do watch something, that's one I watch. But I am a little surprised to see like he's getting beat by double from basically a cable channel show. I mean, Conan O'Brien went to cable, right, to TBS, and he wasn't able to compete with The Tonight Show and all the other ones. So very interesting little tidbit right there of information, because I would have thought that, you know, same time, they're on the same time, they're late night shows. I would have thought the more frivolous based comedy, you know, celebrity pop culture based show, which Greg Gutfeld has that too, by the way. He does cover pop culture stuff on his show. Good point here. He beat Samantha Bee on her show, and that's gone now. Trevor Noah's gone now from The Daily Show. He's beating them all. I knew he was beating The Daily Show. I just did not. This one surprised me, seeing the Jimmy Fallon. I did not expect that one. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf.
Still seeing slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be as you're leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve. And then there is going to be a slight patch of, you know, good moving traffic, posted speeds until you hit traffic again. You're going to see traffic again right near the Bree Cinema, and it's going to continue until you get past the Garson Point intersection. Other than that, we're looking good on I-10 and I-110. Expect everyday afternoon delays eastbound on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace in the eastbound direction. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Well, let's go and get our sports. Oh, no, top three stories first. Brazil has around 1,500 people that they've detained now after they stormed government buildings trying to oust the governor of the capital. Georgia's grand jury, their investigation pertaining to whether Trump interfered with the 2020 election, it just wrapped up. They've submitted the recommendations and disbanded. No word yet on whether they will or whether any charges are coming. And Prince Harry says that he never intended to hurt his family with his memoir that came about after the 60 Minutes interview last night. Back to Jimmy Fallon getting beat and The Tonight Show getting beat by Greg Gutfeld on Fox News. Quote, not surprised. I watched Fallon a couple of times. I never thought he was entertaining or funny. I see how people are turned off from him. He acts very immature. Some people like that. but others, do not. I've talked to many people who just absolutely do not like his show. at all. And but you know, well, it's still a surprise that a news show on Fox News would be beating. I mean, even though Greg Gutfeld, like I said, it is a little bit more light at night. It's still not the same as like strictly pop culture type of show like the Tonight Show is. So pretty interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's talk sports.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA on NBA TV tonight at 6:30. Chicago Bulls taking on the Boston Celtics, but everybody's going to be watching. If you're watching sports, you're probably watching the college football playoff national championship game presented by AT&T on ESPN. It'll be at 6:30. Number 3 TCU is playing number 1 Georgia. And if you can't watch the game, you can listen to it on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. And yeah, I'm thinking I'd like to see TCU, the Horned Frogs, win this one. I just don't see it happening, though. But good for them for even making it. I mean, that's fantastic. NCAA men's basketball, nothing really big tonight, but you do have some NHL hockey on ESPN Plus beginning at 6 o'clock, as well as on the NHL Network at 6:30, Nashville Predators are taking on Ottawa. Then in sports news, Damar Hamlin is out of the hospital a week later after his collapse. He's going to continue his recovery in Buffalo. The Broncos have asked the Saints permission to interview Sean Payton for a head coaching job. So even though he is now in the broadcast booth, the Saints still own the rights to him, so they need to get permission that way. Cardinals have fired their head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, after 4 seasons. The general manager won't return either. His contract's up. The Browns fired their defensive coordinator, Joe Woods. And Aaron Rodgers, undecided on the future, says he wouldn't have any regrets walking away, though. Running back Reggie Bush was elected to the College Football Hall of Fame after, you know, his illustrious career at USC. And Kevin Durant's going to be out for 2 weeks with an MCL sprain after a collision with Jimmy Butler in last night's game. That is your sports hit. President Biden, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. President Biden went down to El Paso to visit the border for the first time since he's been president. And he did not talk to any media. He had a 3-hour planned visit, but no time set aside to talk to the media. Now, apparently, some of the words coming out is there was video as well as there's video as well as images coming out showing that the workers of El Paso, the city of El Paso, was hastily trying to clean the homeless areas of where like the refugees are and stuff. And it wouldn't even give him the true picture of what's really been like down there on the border, because they straightened up everything and organized it and stuff as best they could. That being said, reports are still coming out that he skipped the worst homeless areas. Of course, he didn't purposely skip them. Whoever was giving him the tour purposely was like, yeah, I ain't taking him over there. And they skipped the worst areas and didn't meet with the media. Now, at the same time, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas met with him, gave him a letter, and in the letter, he told the president, quote, "Even the city you visit has been sanitized of the migrant camps by which have overrun El Paso because your administration wants to shield you from the chaos that Texans experience on a daily basis, which is a result of your failure to enforce the immigration laws that Congress enacted." Woo. Okie dokie. Then he also, part of his letter, he did welcome him to Texas and to the border, but then he gave him 5 proposals to address the border. Here you go. First proposal: requiring illegal foreign nationals to be detained to end the practice of unlawfully paroling aliens en masse. So, of course, the Biden administration is currently fighting a lawsuit here in the state of Florida. That it began today pertaining to that aspect of just basically immediately paroling them and letting them go. The second issue, he says, stop sandbagging the implementation of the Remain in Mexico policy in Title 42. Fully enforce those measures as federal courts have ordered you to. Number 3, to aggressively prosecute illegal entry between ports of entry and allow ICE to remove illegal immigrants in accordance with federal laws. And he said he pointed out that the Biden administration is fighting these types of things. 19 attorneys general filed a brief to the Supreme Court in an attempt to get the administration to comply with federal deportation requirements, and they still won't do it. The fourth recommendation from Governor Greg Abbott, to immediately resume construction of the border wall. Now, and the fifth was a continued call by the governor requesting the president to designate cartels as terrorist organizations. So that was just five recommendations from Governor Greg Abbott on what to do with the border. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get a quick update. When we come back here, we'll have, we'll get a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, we'll cover the top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Bobby's Brain Teaser is coming up as well, so stick around right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So we've got your top stories on FoxNews.com coming up in a minute. First, let's get traffic of the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Career Source Escarosa. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Slowdowns on 98 are still present, but looking like they're getting better. That's going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some major slowdowns all throughout 98 until you get to about Garcon Point intersection. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach not showing anything to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Career Source Escarosa Career Fair. Tables are still available for employers. January 26th at the fairgrounds. Visit careersourceescarosa.com for details. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom real quick for a quick update. Joe?
Bobby, a new rules package will be voted on by the House tonight. The chamber will be voting on concessions House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made to conservative lawmakers who were staunchly opposed to his candidacy. A Virginia school will remain closed this week following a teacher allegedly being shot by a six-year-old boy. That happened Friday at Richneck Elementary in Newport News, where police say there was an altercation between the teacher and student. University of Idaho students will return to campus on Wednesday, and classes are set to resume after a winter break that saw the arrest of Brian Koberger, the suspect in the murders of four of their classmates. And Prince Harry's highly anticipated memoir, Spare, will be released tomorrow. The autobiography promises to reveal the circumstances of his and his wife's departure from their royal duties, as well as rarely publicized details about his extended family. Are you got your tent all set up to camp out by the Barnes & Noble tomorrow morning?
Oh, definitely not. No. No, this would be not.
I know who is. Gracie is.
No, not this time. Maybe next time. Maybe if Kate comes out with the book.
Yeah, done. Oh, Kate? No. So no to Harry and Meghan, but William and Kate.
No, I'm not even. I'm not really saying that. I'm kind of over it at this point. I'm not totally against this.
It's just too much.
Yeah, it's just a lot. I don't have time for it, really.
Yeah, it is a lot, absolutely. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Our national news partners. Breaking news on FoxNews.com. Classified documents from Biden's vice president days was stashed in a closet, and it was found right before the midterm elections. So, you know, this whole thing with President Trump right now with the Mar-a-Lago raid is that he had classified documents there that he wasn't supposed to have. I pulled this story up, and apparently he'd been using Penn Biden Center's office space from mid-2017 until he ran for office in 2020. Here it is, 2022. They just found some classified documents in the closet that he was using from 2017 to 2020. Okie dokie, we'll see what happens with that. My guess, nothing. It just disappears. Other top stories on FoxNews.com is Pfizer board member in the hot seat after the latest Twitter files drop. Apparently, he was trying to get people who questioned the effectiveness The Pfizer vaccine and try to get Twitter to block them and delete their tweets. Bobby's Brain Teaser here real quick. Let me just tell you. Until the wire whisk was popularized in the 19th century, vigorously mixing was usually accomplished using birch branches, knives, or bundles of straw. Only four states allow prisoners to have conjugal visits. California, New York, Connecticut, and Washington. And there are only two countries in the world that don't require companies to give their employees paid maternity leave. Papua New Guinea and the United States. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross.